Chapter 13. I should be nearly there by now, thought Bailey, studying the directions on the letter. I've walked to the back of the flats and turned left, and now I'm walking down the big road. What's that? Oh, a video store. Must be where Monty rented Top Gun. It's called Emporium Video. I like all the little fancy lights round the window. And look, over there. Pizza Most Yum Yum, where Monty works. Hope he doesn't see me. Keep walking, keep walking. Wait, what's that? A large building, completely surrounded by a fence of corrugated iron, was to Bailey's right. On the corrugated iron was a bright red S, and then an arrow pointing. S for Scribble Boy, thought Bailey. This must be it. His heart was beating very fast. A few steps further on was another arrow, then another, another. Then suddenly they stopped. Where do I go now? I'm surely not expected to climb over the fence. Wait, what's this? Where the arrows ended, the corrugated iron had come loose. It opened as easy as a door. Bailey went inside. Now he could see the building clearly, and yes, it did look like a cinema. On top of the building was a green dome. The walls, a mixture of brick and concrete, was mostly cracked and covered, of course, in graffiti. There were broken neon lights and boarded up fire exits and stone steps leading up to the main doors. The name of the cinema was written in unlit neon across the entrance. The Pavilion! There were hundreds of tattered film posters still stuck to the walls, and on top of these posters, the red arrows started once again. They pointed to the main entrance. Bailey walked up to the stone steps. His heart was beating faster and faster. On one of the doors was written S. Here goes, thought Bailey, pushing the door open and stepping aside. Mega spooky, he thought. That's where they once sold tickets, and that's the kiosk where they sold fizzy drinks and popcorn. And there, some more film posters. Probably the last films the cinema ever showed. Let's have a look. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think I've seen that on TV. It's about a doctor who drinks a magic potion and changes into a very nasty piece of work. What's this? Superman. Oh, I've read about him in my comics. And what's this one? Pinocchio. I've seen that one on video. It's for small kids, really. Not enough explosions for my liking. This place must have looked mega posh once. Now everything's ruined. Broken glass everywhere, too. Best be careful where I walk. What's that? An S on the doors leading into the auditorium. This is it. Bailey went inside. Ultra mega spooky, he thought. There are a few holes in the ceiling, letting in shafts of sunlight. And in the light, this light, Bailey could see rows of seats, all covered in dust. And there, the screen and the films were projected on, and the curtain, moth-eaten and mouldy. What a totally unshaped ship and an un-Bristol fashion place. And where are all the Scribble Boy fans? The letter said there were hundreds, probably thousands. He looked at his watch. 5:40. They should be here by now. Hello, he called. No response. Hello? Still nothing. It's a trick, he thought. There is no Scribble Boy fan club. He kicked one of the seats in anger. It's not fair to play tricks on people like this. It's just not fair. Bailey kicked the chair so hard it started to fall apart. I need a Scribble Boy, he thought, kicking and kicking. And he was just about to storm out of the place when... Scribbletations, new kid, said a voice.